You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And it is time once again for a pop quiz. You didn't know it was coming. You thought I was going to be nice. Just talk about the Petraeus thing and how convoluted that is. No, no, no. Pop quiz first. Everybody, come on. Put your books away. Pencils out. Pop quiz. Here we go. Pop quiz. Quick wiping. Here we go. Get ready. Pencils out. If you're driving, just pull over. If you're in a big rig, I don't care. Pull that over too. Pop quiz. It's really important. Okay, number one. Y'all ready? Pop quiz. Number one. Which has more calories, a cup of macadamia nuts or a candy bar? Okay, you don't have to answer it. Just write it down. I can't hear you anyway. Don't shout out the answer. Okay, which has more calories, a cup of macadamia nuts or candy? No, you can't tweet it to us. Number two, when a person cheats on their spouse, it's because, now this is a multiple choice question. A, they lost their looks. B, the moo-moo is too hideous. That's what I'm worried about, you know, in my marriage. Number C, the mother-in-law is living at the house. Or D, sex. When a person cheats on their spouse, it's because of what? Losing looks, the moo-moo, the mother-in-law, or sex. Number three, a mushroom is safe to eat if it has gills on it. Number four, licking a stamp could cause you to intake some calories. True or false? Licking stamps could cause calorie intake. Here's a question. Now, this is an essay question. Okay? You got to write a full essay on this one. Three ways to control diabetes. Okay? Great. Done? Done. Okay. Wonderful. Final question on the pop quiz. Your essay question is done. Leaving the window open at night could cause a chill and thus a heart attack. True or false? Okay. How you guys doing there? Are you guys finished? Three pages on the essay question should be fine. Three pages. You done? Okay, here we go. Okay, question number one. Which has more calories, a cup of macadamia nuts or a candy bar? The answer to that is actually a cup of macadamia nuts. All right, we're going to talk about that. I believe a 100-gram cup has about 760 calories, whereas a lot of candy bars could be in the 200 to 300 calories. So I know. No. You aren't allowed to go and eat. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about high caloric foods today. Number two, when a person cheats on their spouse, is it because they lost their looks? Is it because the moo-moo's too hideous? Is it because the mother-in-law is living at the house or because of sex? It's because of the sex, all right? And we'll talk about the number one reasons men cheat and the number one reasons women cheat on their spouse. I'm actually a little confused with General John Allen now possibly cheating and Petraeus cheating. Aren't these guys generals? Aren't they busy? I thought when you're a general, you're kind of busy. Not to mention, I mean, we've had wars in Iraq, Afghanistan. When do they have time to email and fantasize about desk positions? I thought they were, I guess our military aren't busy enough. No wonder Obama wants to cut military spending. Okay, a mushroom that is safe to eat has gills on it. All right, the answer to that is false. Okay, if you have a mushroom with gills, you don't want to eat it. We're also going to review what mushrooms to not eat. Personally, I don't like mushrooms at all. I don't even know why any of you are even eating mushrooms, but apparently two people died after eating mushrooms that ended up being poisonous. Every now and then we hear a story of people dying from eating a mushroom. So if I can't convince you just to kind of do away with the mushroom, because it's really kind of disgusting, there's really no taste. Although I do have to admit, I have eaten mushroom ravioli, And it's kind of yummy. But again, I mean, you really need to hide the taste of the mushroom and the texture, because I think mushrooms are absolutely disgusting. So we're going to review mushrooms that are safe to eat and mushrooms that are not safe to eat. Okay. Licking stamps could cause calorie intake. True or false? Answer is true. There's actually anywhere from 1 to 5 calories per stamp. So for those of you licking stamps, yeah, you could get fat. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. 3 ways to control diabetes. This was your big essay question. Now, many answers, listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I will take that answer. Listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, very good answer. You get extra credit for that one. That's a very good answer. Okay. 3 ways to control diabetes. All right. One would be obviously your sugar intake, and not just your simple sugars like your candy bars and sweets, also your bread, rice, etc. Another way to control obesity is, your diabetes is your exercise. We've talked about exercise and how it stimulates your insulin. We could review that again, but exercise is extremely important to prevent diabetes. Number 3, this answer, many of you probably didn't put down, but I will give credit for not eating one meal a day, but eating your meals spread out, small, multiple meals. Again, we're talking about not only people who have diabetes, but people who are at risk for diabetes. How do you control not getting diabetes? And those of you that just eat one big, large, hunky meal a day, doesn't work. Okay, last question was, leaving the window open at night could cause a chill and thus a heart attack. Actually, the answer to that is true. Last week, they were discussing how heart attacks happen more commonly from the end of summer throughout the winter months. And a drop in cold could put you at risk for a heart attack, believe it or not. So technically, that answer could be true. Oh, you have more answers for the diabetes question? I don't really want to hear them. Okay, so that was the pop quiz. How did you guys all do? The moo moo answer was pretty close. I understand that on when a person cheats on their spouse. I get that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day. If any of you missed more than one, as far as I'm concerned, you failed. Honestly, you don't even listen to the show. You're not going to pass. So if you miss more than one, you're in a heap load of trouble. And I strongly encourage you to keep listening. We are going to cover as much information as we can. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Let's first discuss what happened with these mushrooms, okay? Two residents, I guess, of a senior care facility have died. Four other people hospitalized after consuming soup with wild mushrooms. And this was apparently made by a caregiver. Now, the sheriff of, from what I understand, let me see, where did this happen? They're only giving us the, county. I believe this happened in California. Placer County. That must be California. All right. Sheriff Lieutenant Mark Reed said Saturday that deputies were called at 10 a.m. to the Gold Age Villa, a care home for the elderly on a rustic tree-shaded property tucked amid a community of equestrian estates along Horseshoe Bar Road. They got a report that some people had consumed some poisonous mushrooms. They responded to the facility and interviewed people to make sure there was no foul play. They don't think there was any foul play. They think it was an accident. A caregiver had prepared the meal with the mushrooms and was actually among the six people who got sick. Two residents who died were identified as Barbara Lopez, 86, and Teresa Olas Neowisk, 73 years old. The caregiver and three other residents were hospitalized. Now, apparently, from what we understand, there are 1,700 cases of mushroom ingestion that caused 10 cases of poisoning and two deaths within 1 year. So, you know, some of you may be like, well, only a couple people died from mushrooms. But really, I mean, how many of you guys eat mushrooms? I don't really want to hurt, you know, the mushroom industry. I just don't like mushrooms. I mean, if I'm going to put something in my mouth that's brown, it might as well be chocolate. Honestly, I mean, I really don't see what the nutritional value is of mushrooms. But some of you dig it. I get it. All right. Now, two varieties of mushrooms commonly found in California are the Amanita ocreata and the Amanita phalloides. That's kind of like phallic. I know. Listen, the scientists, I mean, they're pretty objective about it. So I guess mushrooms looking phallic. All right. They're called the destroying angel or the death cap. And these Amanitas, mushrooms are probably the most dangerous. Why am I having such a trouble? Amanita. I don't know how to pronounce that genius of that. But those of you that are into mushrooms, you probably know how. Okay. So how do you identify a bad mushroom? Well, in our quiz that most of you sickeningly failed, and I really don't understand how I even allow you to still listen to my show failing so poorly. If there are gills, all right, now we're talking gills that are thin, white, kind of like you would see with a fish, right? You know how they're very, I mean, a gill. You've seen a gill where I can't say it's rectangular in shape because it attaches, but it's kind of free floating on an end and it's attached. It looks like a gill. Okay. If there's a mushroom that has a thin white gill, don't eat it. If there are warts or scales on the top or patchy on the mushroom. We see these mushrooms a lot of times in your yard. All right. If you grow grass, don't eat it. Okay. That could actually be an amanita. Why am I having trouble with that? Now, amanitin is the toxin that these amanitas mushrooms have. So amanitin is the toxin you want to avoid, okay? If there's a parasol or umbrella-shaped cap, all right, the, you know, kind of the stereotypical look of these mushrooms, all right, the amanitas, oh, I can't stand saying that word. Why am I having such a problem with that? Where it's kind of convex, like a wide upside-down letter U, okay, that, or kind of like a parabola, that could be a poisonous mushroom. We're getting this from mushroomappreciation.com. If there's a bulbous cap or sac around the base, all right, the rounded cap is called the vulva. Oh my gosh, are they serious? All right, guys, I could see the giggles coming. If there's a bulbous cap or sac around the base, it's called a vulva. It's often under the ground, so you may have to gently dig up the mushroom to see it. The Amanita muscaria, commonly known as a toadstool, has this bulbous base or vulva. Now, it's not like vulva, the female genitalia, V-U-V-L-A. They're saying it's vulva, V-O-L-V-A. All right. If there's a ring around the stem, I got to tell you, this is just a little too phallic for my taste. The ring is called the annulus. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Are they serious? If there's a ring around the stem of the mushroom, it's called an annulus. It's where the partial veil was attached to the stem before it tore apart and grew as a mushroom. So we got vulvas, annuluses, stem, and bulbi. If there's a white spore print, when the Amanita cap, for the those who join us, this is Dr. Dahlia Show. No, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about poisonous mushrooms. The Amanita cap is placed face down on a dark-colored sheet of paper. It will leave a spore print that is white. Fungus, spores, I get that. Okay, what we understand are these poisonous mushrooms usually start appearing during the second half of the season, like summer or fall. Don't let your animals eat it, okay? If you don't know if the mushroom that is growing in your backyard that has vulvas and annuluses and stems and bulbs and spores, if you can't tell if it's healthy or not or safe to eat, you just don't eat it, Okay? You don't need to stick that stuff in your mouth. You don't. I'd rather you eat the grass, to be honest. At least you don't have the amanitin poison. Okay? Now, another thing they're also suggesting is if you do decide to eat a piece of mushroom, eat a very, very tiny piece and wait 24 hours to see if you get ill. If you don't get ill, then you can eat the rest of the mushroom. I really don't see what you would do with the mushroom for 24 hours. I mean, if you really, really like that mushroom, I guess I could see you going through all that effort. But I'm just not a huge fan. I just don't like it. What other foods do I not like? I'm trying to, you know what, that's not interesting. I'll figure it out on break. There's a lot of things I don't like, especially if they don't have chocolate on them. Okay, now let me see if I have that article on the most calorie-rich foods. This is very interesting. Okay, so on our quiz, we had talked about how macadamia nuts, okay? Macadamia nuts have about 718 calories per serving. Pecans, 715 calories. Yet a candy bar could have 260 calories per 100 gram serving. Is that crazy? Now, nuts I'm a huge fan of because they got vitamins and minerals, etc., but they do have high calories. We really like nuts when you guys are camping, etc. It's a very, you get your money's worth type of food, okay? It's really highly packed fiber, fat, calories, etc. It's a great food for camping, but for those of you thinking you're going to lose weight going after the nuts instead of the candy bar, you may be a little shocked. Okay, now lard, fish oils, foods high in saturated fat, you got about 900 calories per 100 gram serving. Butter, about 876 calories per 100 gram serving. Your vegetable oils, canola and olive, still high calories. 884 calories per 100 gram serving, or almost 2,000 calories per cup. All right, so those of you that like to cook with a cup of oil, make sure you don't eat that whole thing that you cook. Pecans, 715 calories per cup. Most nuts and seeds, close to 1,000 calories per cup. Salad dressings. Salad dressing, like let's say French dressing, is probably the most caloric with 631 calories per serving. Of course, your other high-calorie dressings are your Caesar, your ranch, and your blue cheese. That's another thing I don't get, why you people eat blue cheese. Really? You're going to eat cheese with fungus on it? What is your obsession with fungus? Mushroom is fungus, people. I don't get it. Peanut butter. Peanut butter, 588 calories per 100 grams, or for a cup, it's 1,500 calories. Okay, most junk food, though, is about 560 calories. Candy bars, 260. Cheese puffs, though, an 8-ounce bag of cheese puffs could be 1,200 calories. Dark chocolate, 500 calories per 100 grams. Cheese, about 466 calories, right, per 100 grams. Your high-calorie cheeses are probably like your Parmesan. Now, I mean, if you've noticed, those are still higher than candy bars. I think I know what I want for lunch. All right. Okay, fried foods. Fried chicken could be 463 calories per 100-gram serving. Processed meats. Goose liver. Oh, please don't tell me you guys eat goose liver. 462 calories per 100-gram serving. Goose liver, are you kidding me? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Goose liver. It's disgusting. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to think about the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. We are going to be leaving next June, coming back July 5th, going for a week up the Inside Passage, leaving out of Seattle and seeing coastal Alaska. It is going to be exquisite, stopping off at Skagway and Ketchikan and Juneau, one of my favorite trips ever. And we got a great group rate, and I would love for you guys to sign up and come with us. We already have a great group already signed up. Keep it coming. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. If the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play at your local News Talk station, give them a call and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your News Talk station, and GCN will make that happen. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Okay, so, you know, this week, we're looking at this here, and I guess now we have another general in this whole Petraeus scandal. I guess General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, is under investigation by the Defense Department for allegedly sending inappropriate messages to Jill Kelly. Now, some of you are like, okay, I don't get this. You got Petraeus, you got this Broadwell, and now you have a Jill Kelly. What the heck is this Jill Kelly doing? Is she a Kardashian? No, I don't think she's a Kardashian. I think she's a family friend of Petraeus. And I guess this is absolutely ridiculous that we even have to discuss this. This is like a bad Jersey Shore episode. I guess Petraeus broke it off with Broadwell. Broadwell was the Harvard PhD student he met. She decides to write his biography. They travel together, and then they do lovey-dovey. From what I understand, he ends it with Broadwell. Broadwell, though, is very jealous of Jill Kelly, from what I understand. And Jill Kelly is a family friend. So Broadwell sends her nasty messages because she thinks Jill is going to make a move on Petraeus. Now, neither of these women are, to die for, if you ask me. I really don't understand why these women think they even had a shot, but I guess Petraeus, and we'll talk about, you know, why people cheat. Anyway, so Jill is the one, from what I understand, is the quote-unquote whistleblower. She did not like getting blackmailed emails. From what I understand, she was being quote-unquote blackmailed. Now, you would think that's the end of the story, all right? Somebody is going to give the general something else to do. The Benghazi congressional hearings are going to go on. Maybe he'll subpoena. You think that's all of it, okay? But then you hear that an FBI agent was sending topless photos of himself to this Jill Kelly. I guess she has a twin sister, and the twin sister doesn't get to have as much in-mail as Jill does. So an FBI agent was sending half-naked photos of himself showing his ninnies, and now we have a General John Allen allegedly sending inappropriate messages to Jill Kelly. Now, what is going on here? I'm sure many of you still don't even care. I just can't even believe something like this would be happening. And of course, it's embarrassing because it's being broadcasted all over the world, right? How our generals are so busy hotmailing and gmailing and googling and sexting or whatever they're doing. But I guess now we have another general involved. Now, of course, the reason why this is making national news, one is the election's over and, you know, they need some hot scoop. So this came out right in time. Two, you know, the Benghazi hearings are supposed to happen. So, I wonder if that has anything to do with it. But I guess people are concerned that if the general is doing lovey-dovey desk calisthenics and emailing non-secured, I know Broadwell's supposed to have some sort of security clearance, but still, is there some form of national security? Could Broadwell be a spy? Could this Jill Kelly be a spy? I just don't trust anybody with two first names, you know? You know, in movies, whenever somebody has to come up with a fake name, right, they have to grab something quickly. Right, like in Back to the Future, Calvin Klein, he had to grab it. Remember the Zohan movie, Scrappy Coco? He had to come up with an alias very quickly, so he came up with Scrappy Coco the Zohan. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. Whenever I see somebody with two first names, I just suspect espionage right away. Now, okay, Petraeus is a four-star general. Now you have Allen. We have no idea. We have no idea if what these generals are doing could be subject to law. And from what we understand, adultery is a violation of military law. Okay? So if you are a general and you do lovey-dovey with somebody that's not your wife, that is against the law in the military. Now, did Kelly have any sexual relations? Are we reliving the whole Monica Lewinsky thing? Which also kind of brings up a question. If Clinton didn't have to resign, why did Petraeus have to resign? Oh, because Petraeus was in the military and military law. Maybe that's why. Okay, well, let's move on. Why do people cheat? All right, what is it? All right. Now, the poor wife of Petraeus. I mean, she has to go through all this. This is just horrible. Now, where is my list? I have a very good handy-dandy list here. Now, this comes from selfgrowth.com. I'm sure there's many sites that'll offer reasons for why men cheat versus why women cheat. But this is just a list that I actually medically can endorse, okay? Top 10 reasons why men cheat, and then we'll go to women. One is more sex. They want to have a more active sex life. We've talked about this. As women start to lose their sex drive, many spouses have arrangements where they sleep together or they sleep in separate beds. No sex. Sex is the number one reason why men cheat. Okay, not the number one reason why women cheat. Sexual variety. Opportunistic sex. The idea of not getting caught or getting caught. Sexual curiosity. Right? They want to do something different. Something different than the wife and the muumuu. Not to, you know, bring any personal anecdotes into this. Feeling of entitlement. Man has a right to cheat. Right? Men have always been able to find multiple partners in the animal kingdom. Why can't they? The thrill of the chase. And ego. The ego. Men having somebody that just finds them the poop. Right? The top poop is very enticing. Peer pressure. That's very interesting. Well, all the guys are doing it in the military. All the guys are cheating. They all have babes. I gotta have a babe because I'm the head. And then sexual addiction is one of the top 10 reasons why men cheat. What about women? Women will cheat, they say, because of a lack of emotional intimacy. Okay? See, women aren't doing it just for the sex. They want the love. They want the passion. They could be dissatisfied with their mate. They could be unhappy in their relationship. They want attention from their man. They want to feel desirable. Romance. Maybe they're bored. Maybe they're lonely. And then the final thing on their list is the sexual enticement. You see? I mean, women always, you know, appear to, it always seems to be the same story. Women like the feeling of being loved and sought after and knight in shining armor type of thing. Men, they want the act. They want different acts. They don't want to get caught in the act. Maybe they want to get caught in the act. It's about the act for men. About the women, it's a lot of times deeper, which is why psychologists and marriage therapists always have more of a challenge when it's a woman who cheated than a man who cheated. You know, some men who cheat, they say, I love my wife. I really love my wife. This was more of an activity. Whereas a woman cheating may not be an activity. There could be some real deep-rooted problems in the marriage. Now, that being said, men cheating, there's a huge problem in the marriage, absolutely. But a lot of men don't see it that way. They think the marriage is fine. The marriage is wonderful. Whereas women, there's a big problem with the marriage, according to them in their mind. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Always love to connect with you all. You could see I usually follow you back. And on Facebook, I love getting your comments and your news updates and everything else that's going on in your lives. I love it. Big thanks there. Jim from Portland writes, Doctor, this is going to sound horrible, but I am about to cheat on my wife and don't want to. I work with a lady and have been for 3 years. I can't wait to go to work because she is there. She flirts with me, and I'm sorry to say I love it. I think about her all the time. You are correct. I love my wife. I love my marriage, but I really like this woman I spend more time during the day with. How do I stop myself from cheating? I don't want to lose my marriage. Okay. Am I the only one shocked that you've had a job for 3 years? I think that's great that you, I mean, you've had a job for 3 years. Nothing's happened in this recession. Okay, if I were you, I would be thanking the Lord. And a good way to thank the Lord is to not cheat on your wife. Wow, both you and your coworker, what company do you work for so I could tell people that company doesn't appear to be laying off? That's wonderful. You know, Jim, I'm proud of you. I mean, that's very, very honest for you to admit this. I'd love to talk to you live, of course, but I understand why you want to, not tell us where you work and or probably your real name. I'm just excited by that. You and this lady coworker have had a job solid for 3 years. And you look forward to going to work. Okay, no. All right, let's move on. Now, here's the thing, though. Okay, you've identified exactly what many people incur when they're about to cheat. You know, I can't tell you how many people who end up cheating, women or men, and they didn't intend to. They weren't going to work to find some fun or some play. They went to work and somebody started to flirt, and it's always an innocent type of flirtation, and that just gets you. You know, people love to be flirted with. They do. You know, they do. And if you're flirted with by somebody that you're attracted to, it is a very difficult roller coaster to stop. Unless you have her stop flirting, which I don't think will happen, all right? Because it sounds like, I mean, if you aren't misconstruing the flirts, too. You know, I mean, some people, you know, say, oh, my gosh, she said hi to me. She likes me. I mean, you know, you need to be realistic. But, for brevity's sake, let's just move on and say, okay, she's really flirting with you. If you love your marriage and you love your wife, you need to end whatever this little mental affair is. And now, if you think about her all the time, you're going to end up cheating. You will. And if this woman allows an opportunity for you to cheat, why am I so hard on the woman? Why am I so hard on women when it comes to this? Women cheat too. But the reason why I have a problem with a lot of the times with women, and I give them more blame than the men on this, is because they had to spread their legs in order for this to happen. Okay, and I'm not talking about rape. I'm not talking about anything forceful. But if there's a consensual affair, if the woman said no, you're not going anywhere near it, the affair wouldn't happen. Women appear to have a little bit more control in a consensual relationship than men. Now, I know some women are like, no, there's G-spots, and, you know, if he can, you know, kiss me in the right part of the neck or whatever, or, I don't know, my tippy toe. Again, this isn't personal. This is hypothetical. I'm done for. No. Same thing with teenage sex. Okay? The girls in the olden days that said, no, not happening. I'm not that kind of girl. The sex didn't happen. Again, we're not including cases of force or attack or rape. We're talking about consensual relationships. All right? Girls have a lot more control. Women have a lot more control than they think. And it sounds to me with this case with Jim, that as soon as this lady coworker says, let's do it, he's there. So that's why I'm upset at these women marriage breakers, because all they have to do is say, no, I'm keeping my knees bolted together. Not happening, not going to wreck a marriage. Okay? You know, from what I understand, this Broadwell was the one that pursued Petraeus. Right? She's like, I want to do your biography. He's like, well, here's my card. Talk to my staffer. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she pursued it a little bit. You got a man in a uniform, very sexy. You got a general, extremely sexy. You know, I'm not saying Petraeus is sexy, but, you know, some women, they fantasize about military men. Imagine in Lord of the Rings if Aragorn was in a 5-star general suit. I mean, nobody would go home to their husbands. They'd just be sitting there watching the movie over and over and over and over again. All right, so you have to, you can't lose your marriage. Now, some of you think it's never going to happen. Okay, if you're thinking about cheating, what you need to do is just stop and go, okay, Let me imagine my wife finding out what would happen. Oh, she'd probably cry, get mad, and forgive me. No. That's not the scenario you need to think about. Okay, do you have guns in the house? Will your wife take your children away? Will you lose custody of your children? All right, I mean, seriously think about it. And then is it worth the 2.5 minutes of under the desk or over the desk or around the desk or in a drawer or whatever Petraeus was fantasizing about with Broadwell? Really, is it worth it? Okay? And my guess is if you can't stop yourself and you don't have the control, you need to change jobs. You need to get away from the person that you are attracted to. Out of sight, out of mind. Okay? That's my advice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll probably talk about this a little bit more in the hour. You're going to notice a study that came out this week saying you may not have to fast before your cholesterol test or your blood work. Apparently, a study found that the cholesterol didn't vary much. The total cholesterol, maybe 2%, HDL 10%, LDL 10%, triglycerides maybe 20% if you did blood work when you had eaten as opposed to having been fasting. And according to the study that's published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, they suggest that routine fasting for lipid levels may be unnecessary. Now, I had brought this up a few years ago because I thought it was odd that we only test you when you're fasting and have had nothing to eat for 10 hours when you don't usually run around, you know, the streets or life or work fasting. Wouldn't it be nice to see what your circulating levels are routinely, commonly? So it never made sense to me that would have to have you fast. I thought, well, we're making you fast because there are guidelines, and since these guidelines are on fasting levels, it makes it easier for doctors to diagnose you. But if you had a hamburger and your triglycerides are 363, you have a problem. If after lunch your sugar is 250, you have a problem. So, I've never been opposed to people saying, just do my blood work as I am. Just do it now. I had lunch. I want to see where I'm at. Now, I did that. I decided to do my blood work after lunch. I'm like, I just want to know what I'm circulating at. Very mild elevation in LDL. Everything else was good. So I'm like, well, I better do it fasting. LDL maybe only dropped about 5-10 points. I'm still considered normal, but there wasn't much difference between after lunch and doing it fasting. So I kind of agree with this. And for those of you that don't really handle fasting well because you got to take your medication or you're diabetic, I wouldn't mind them rewriting the standards for non-fasting. That would make some sense to me. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. If you could stay with us. If not, have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.